This is AZ Preps Live, covering high school sports all over Arizona. Hosted by the Dean of Arizona High School Sports, Kevin McCabe. AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. Arizona built for America's dreams.
The Diamondbacks in the playoff push are rained out in New York against the Yankees, and yet we're still the warm-up band. It's 9 o'clock and you're locked in live local sports talk radio. This is it, the premier high school sports show in all the land. AZ Preps Live here on Arizona Sports 98.7, the local sports leader. Of course, you can get us on the Arizona Sports app, which I highly encourage. And you also can get us on the old-fashioned internet, arizonasports.com, around the world. And there I remind you, you can get the podcast. That's the big thing these days with these young. Everybody's got a podcast. You can find ours there, as or you can go on Spotify and search McCabe. You can find podcasts for previous shows. I'm Kevin McCabe. I get to host this show. This will be the fastest 30 minutes of your life this morning. The longtime voice of Arizona high school sports, the Dean. It's a little confusing. We came in this morning. We produced a 30-minute show. We're all set to warm up the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're in New York against the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees. And a rain has now pushed that game back. So we're awaiting a call at any moment from our executives here saying, Kevin, you need to fill the extra hour and a half. We'll do open phones or something like that. I'm not sure. I do have a lot of news and notes to talk about. We could fill some of it, but we'll wait and see. Nonetheless, we're doing 30 minutes. We're jamming it for you. We can't do it alone. We've got the man behind the glass, the technical director of the show, the mayor of Gilbert, Arizona. Do you have billboards up yet for your re-election next year? You got them up around Gilbert yet? Trev Henry, T. Hizzle, have you announced that you're rerunning for the mayor of Gilbert next year?
Not yet, but once I get some sponsors, we'll make it happen.
Donors.
Donors. There you go, donors.
Oh, boy. You know, you can host like a dinner or something like that and charge a couple of $1,000s.
I can get a space without no problem.
As I mentioned, and you know the drill, coming up on the show, we're jam-packed, usually 2 hours of great stories interviews that make Arizona high school sports so awesome. Today, again, just 30 minutes as we were prepping for the Yankees-Diamondback game that's now been rained out. And the golf guys, the number one golf show, Bunker to Bunker, they suggested that their schedule is now that Diamondbacks will play Monday, and that one of their games will be moved back next week. It's Diamondback playoff fever, guys, and it's never too late to jump on that bandwagon. This is a fun, exciting team to watch. And I know we're a high school show, but most of these players on the Diamondbacks were in high school like 2 years ago. There's Corbin Carroll and there's McCarthy, and these guys, it is just fun. They're fun to watch. So let me, usually in our show right now, we lay out the menu. We give you a rundown of who's going to be on the show. You know, I've got some friends who are just getting out of a men's group up in Scottsdale, one in Ahwatukee, and they always tell me they dial us in right now to find out what they need to do, if they have to run into the store real quick, or run into Home Depot on the way home, or get gas, what the show has usually got. But we're gonna jump right into it this week, and, we'll have headlines and scores from last night. There was actually two teams from Arizona, and this has been a situation where I have got up on my soapbox and screamed that we are here, we come in, we back. Deion Steele and all my lines, that Arizona high school football has arrived. That I think we're knocking on the door in the top 10 of producing great Arizona high school football players, and it's showing as they go around the country and win games. Last night was not that case. Last night was not that case at all. As Liberty High School, the number 16 team in the country from up in the northwest side, Peoria, Cray Cray and the NOPO, they went to California, gave up 21 unanswered points in the second half and lose to Centennial of Corona, California. Now, Centennial is a powerhouse out there. They've produced numerous NFL players, and nothing to hang your head about, but they lost that game 35-24. And similarly, Saguaro, SAGU, the powerhouse of Scottsdale, the preeminent force under Jason Mons, they went to California and they got boat raced by Sierra Canyon 63-6. So, We're licking our wounds. We still rep. We still love the cactus as it goes around the country. But last night was not indicative of what we have become here in Arizona high school football. I'll have more scores and reaction in the second segment. We just have two segments, I believe, in this show. But we need to acknowledge some unsettling. Unsettling is not even a strong word. Sickening, in many cases, major storylines in Arizona high school football this week. I don't know if the moon's aligned or what. The moon's in the seventh house or something like that. We begin with Desert Mountain freshman football. Freshman football, if you missed it this week, volunteer assistant coach Nick Murphy was arrested and charged in Omaha for luring a minor from Nebraska to Tucson for sex. Nick Murphy was a punter for Arizona State University several years ago. I don't know if they even want to associate with that, but just to acknowledge who he was, that he does have a football background. He and his wife opened and ran a gymnastics facility in Omaha. They had just returned to the Valley here, and this stems from an incident last year in Omaha where apparently, allegedly, Murphy lured one of his students, an underage woman, to Tucson for sex. And it's sickening. It's disgusting. But I want to make sure that this is let this serve as a reminder. Again, high school sports are they're part of what goes on in life. This stuff happens in life. But it also reinforces that we need to do a better job of vetting the system in all levels of coaching and media. We need to know. And last night, in fact, I went to the Camelback Arcadia game. I was down on the sidelines, and it was a great game, the backyard uptown brawl. And the athletic director from Camelback said, "Sir, can I help you?" And I said, "No, I'm good." And she said, "No, no, no, who are you?" And I said, "Oh, here's my past. This is who I am." And I thanked her. I said, "I thank you for finding out who these people are. You know, people just get a credential. The AIA hands them out like candy. Like you walk out, you know, you walk out of a restaurant and they've got the little dish, candy dish. The AIA gives media credentials, every.com, they don't vet any of these people. And certainly in coaching, this is something that has to be. So disgusting situation. Scottsdale Unified School District has, of course, put their foot down in this situation. Nick Murphy will await his court proceedings on this situation, but certainly ugly, awful, disgusting, as it were. More unsettling news. Chaparral football and quarterback, and not to the same level, but just certainly bizarre. Quarterback Marcel Jones has transferred to Saguaro. Chaparral to Saguaro. All right. We're mid-season, gang. This is five games in. This is the young man and his father and his youth team that were featured in Sports Illustrated in a great, great expose article written by John Walters. This was all about a youth football team, a program, a feeder program on the far west side that took their entire program to Chaparral. They were going to change the system. They ran the table last year as freshmen, but after some seven players transferred out, many left the program. It's a tough challenge going all the way from the west side to Chaparral. Coaching changes there. A couple got in trouble with the law. Marcel Jones, the quarterback, joined the varsity team. And with the team struggling, and he struggling on the field, he's decided to take his ball and go down the street. Now, his father challenged this whole process using the race card after comments were exchanged between the crowd at a recent game, between he and a predominantly white audience at Chaparral. He challenged misappropriations of funds by the booster clubs, which were unfounded. And the whole thing is just sad. It's just sad. The young man, Marcel Jones, will now sit for 365 days, no games, no high school football for 365 days. If you transfer during the middle of a season, you miss the rest of this season and right up until when you left this year. And went to Saguaro. Went to Saguaro, which is really... I feel so sorry for the young man. Apparently there was also, he had struggled in his last outing and they opened up the quarterback situation and he didn't like that. He's going to take his ball and go. And why not go all right. It's in the middle of a season. What are we teaching young people about loyalty, about work, about overcoming adversity? One more story here, Kerry Taylor. Kerry Taylor, our good friend, former Hamilton High School star, played at Arizona State, played in the National Football League. Much maligned as he joined the coaching ranks and created some drama at Arcadia a few years back. He was fired. He was brought back. He left then for a charter school and was run off there. He had found a new home at Sequoia Pathways in Maricopa, became the athletic director and the head coach. A team that was suddenly shut down this past week. Early reaction from the school and Kerry Taylor claimed they just didn't have the bodies. It was for safety reasons. Turns out, though, that Taylor and the front office there at Sequoia Pathways ran these young people off. They turned them against the game. They challenged them that not to play other sports, that they would miss their starting role in football. I love Kerry Taylor. He's in my hero book. I've watched him grow up as a kid, a young man, a father now, but it's just tough to defend again and again and again. I also hear of two locker room incidents on the west side. Not that they have the law on this thing. Incidents may require coaching disciplines and firing. That's the situations I'm hearing. That's what I dealt with all week. That's
deep.
Every bit of this, almost the dean almost said, you know what? I'm done with this. I know that that high school sports is a microcosm of what goes on in life. This goes on. But we got to be better, gang. We've got to be better from the top down. All right, good. How about good news before we get into the...
Yeah, hit us with some good news.
This is good news. Norris Vaughn, who I didn't get to know well, but I love this cat. I was in my transition from radio to TV to radio. He took over Mountain Point High School and built them into a national power. Media darling. He was Foghorn Cleghorn. He was inducted into Mountain Point's Ring of Honor, the Hall of Fame this week. A no-nonsense coach who went 99-16 during his 9 years there. Four Final Fours, a state championship in 2013, and they were ranked sixth nationally. And he did it his own way. Now, he had also built Wickenburg into a winner. Now, come on. Yeah, come on. He took the Wickenburg Wranglers and made them into a winner. Did the same thing before moving to Georgia and coaching there. But nonetheless, congratulations to Norris Vaughn. I love that cat. I didn't get to know him well, but I loved everything he stood for and how he challenged media and he challenged his kids. Just congratulations to him. All right, we're going to take our lone break here because, again, we're just 30 minutes today. 30 minutes. We were leading you up to Diamondback Baseball. Against the New York Yankees. Rain has postponed that game. So we're flying by the seat of our pants, I think is the term.
Yeah, it's live radio. What'd you expect?
It's live radio. Lots of news and notes as we wrap up week five and now the eligibility of those players that did transfer. That's all next on Easy Preps Live.
Dealer for details.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, AZ Preps Live. AZ Preps Live. Presented by Brooklyn Betting. Here's more with Kevin McCabe.
Welcome back to AZ Preps Live, the premier high school sports show in all the land. And again, we remind you, Diamondback Baseball and the Yankees, they were scheduled a pregame at 9:30 this morning. They are now rained out in New York City. They'll make up this game, I believe, on Monday. I'm sure they'll have it in the updates later on today. High school football, this is the premier high school sports show in all the land, and we appreciate you making us number one. We're just 30 minutes today, so we jump right into the scoreboard from last night. As I mentioned earlier, this is not upsetting news. It's just tough news. Two teams from Arizona heading to Cali coming up short. Liberty loses to Centennial 42-35. Sarah Canyon boat races. SAGU 63-6. That's just brutal. Brutal to talk about. One of the games of the night, possibly an open division championship preview. Chandler prevails, holding off to Highland 24-22. The Wolves win on homecoming to remain perfect, but Highland, boy, they play the toughest schedule. They're in the conversation every year, and they deserve all that they get. They're just an unbelievable football program with Brock Farrell, not Brock Purdy. ALA Queen Creek comes from behind to beat Pinnacle 29-28. In this game, Enoch Watson throws a touchdown pass to himself to ensure the win with 5 seconds to go. It's all over social media. And I text Ty Detmer, their head coach out there, and I said, who played at BYU, won the Heisman Trophy. And I said, could you please send me the play as that's drawn up in your playbook? And he's like, that Lavelle Edwards taught you how to, he said, we don't remember practicing that. Enoch Watson throws the ball. It bounces off a defender's head, his helmet. It goes in the air. Enoch Watson catches it and runs 17 yards for the touchdown and the win. You can't draw this up. You can't make this up. ALA Queen Creek wins it 29-28. A team that was 4A went to the Open. 5A went to the Open. They're now 6A, and they're most likely headed to the Open. Basha cruises over Sandra Day O'Connor. They're now 4-1. 48-14, the final on that one. Arizona Centennial, 49-0. Richard Taylor's got his Coyotes 5-0 on the year, and they're in the Open conversation. Big upset. I want to say upset. But Red Mountain and Kyle Enders, the job that he does and has done in Red Mountain, what they've done out there with Jim Jones and the coaching, they just continue every year. They beat Williams Field 40-21. The first loss on the year for Williams Field. Both teams are now 4-1 on the year, but Red Mountain, just an amazing job what they do with those kids out there, and maybe underappreciated, underrated. Brophy Prep should be 5-0, despite the last second loss to Williams Field early in the year. They beat Notre Dame Prep 42-17. Broncos, again, should be in the open talk, had it not been for their Williams Field loss. Hamilton flexes over Mesa 51-14. The Huskies are 4-1 as they head for Premier Region play. Desert Edge 21-7. They win it on the road at the Slope, doing it without their star quarterback Buda Millender, who was suspended after a personal foul late in the game, ejection last week, so he had to miss this week's game. They certainly missed him, but 21-7, Desert Edge perseveres. Chaparral, we told you the story about Marcel Jones transferring, the unsettling news there, the challenges with the race card from the family and on the booster club. Doug Nissenson, the new head football coach there, blocked it all out and took his team to the field. Now, obviously, they were playing Desert Vista, an undermanned team that's growing back, but they win it 38-21. And awesome story to hear about their quarterback, Luciano Mata. He sounds like an opera singer. Now appearing, Luciano Mata. They call him Luch. He stepped in, waited his time, and delivered 38-21. Shaptown, they get back to the nest next week. Desert Mountain, they're now 5-0, despite the situation went on with their freshman team and the volunteer coach Nick Murphy. 31-12, they beat Campo Verde. Battle of Rural Road, and it's all Corona del Sol. This used to be a great, great, great rivalry when both teams were 5A, when they were the same division. Corona del Sol, which played a brutal schedule to open the season, and still has a brutal schedule ahead of them, gets a nice win, 56-7 over Marcos. Marcos, you're going to be fine. You're a 4A team. You're going to be fine with Coach Figg. Horizon, the Huskies bounce back after their loss to Pinnacle, 43-13 over Millennium. Tough loss for Millennium because they seemingly have everything going on the west side. The Cardinals, player of the week, Gage Baker, the touchdown maker, Gage Baker, threw for 10 touchdowns last week. He throws for 7 this week to beat Valley Christian, 52-33, Paradise Honors. Wow, just an amazing story with that young man, Gage Baker, the touchdown maker. 39th meeting of the great West Side rivalry, Cactus in Peoria. And again, this is like Corona del Sol and Marcos. It was, they used to play this at Glendale Community College because it took over the whole West Side. Cactus rolls over Peoria 41-7. Cactus is a 5A school. Peoria has dropped to 4A. But nonetheless, still is great when those two schools get together. Mountain View beats Desert Ridge 30-22. It was Perry. They're now 5-0. The Pumas, they haven't played anybody. I said it, but they've done what they're supposed to do, and now they get ready for the Premier Region. They beat Shadow Ridge 49-14. They've had a running clock pretty much the entire first five games. Joe Ortiz has them believing, and they've got a great Diesel Taylor, great quarterback. We will see all these Premier Region teams now as they head towards that great play. Arcadia, the Titans, tighten up, baby. Brady Forst, may the Forst be with you. Three touchdowns for the Titans, who are now 5-0. They beat Camelback 35-21 in the Uptown Backyard Brawl. Central is now 4-1. They beat North Canyon 43-22. One of the great, 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 great rivalries quietly in the Valley, Thunderbird and Greenway. The Chiefs, the Titans, they're no longer called the Chiefs, Kevin. Politically correct there. The Titans are 4-1. Veritas Prep, I got a chance to go see them. They're 5-1. They beat Scottsdale Prep 23-13. Two great small schools. And I wanted to throw this. Salom, Arizona, rolls over Desert Heights 78-20. Hey, we're going to be watching volleyball this week as the rankings come out. We're in the fifth week of high school football, so now players are eligible. We'll watch Mountain Point as they get everybody eligible. But I also want to remind you that Valley Christian's Dig for a Cure Challenge is coming up in October. We invite you high school teams to join in, a chance to raise money for Virginia G. Piper Cancer Centers, and better yet, get to be on this program in studio, have breakfast with the dean. Hey, again, no Diamondback baseball. No Diamondback baseball. We're shortened today. We should just open phones and just take calls and take pledges and all that kind of stuff for your run for mayor.
Campaign.
Thank you. Looking for the word. Hey, Trev Henry, Kevin McCabe. Have a great Saturday, everybody. We'll catch you next Saturday. We're abbreviated next Saturday with ASU football. Who, oh, by the way.